Senior State Department envoy Song Kim, who oversaw the start of North Korea's disabling of several major nuclear facilities, said the process is going well. Kim was speaking in Seoul on Tuesday after leading a team of U.S. experts to the North to supervise the process. He says, so far, so good.
I think we're off to a good start, and we hope to achieve all of the disablement. This phase of disablement by December 31st.
Kim says his team has supervised disabling activities at Yongbyon and several other facilities. North Korea tested its first nuclear weapon in October of last year, in defiance of international agreements and warnings from the global community. Since then, however, North Korea has taken first steps in implementing a multinational diplomatic framework aimed at ending its nuclear weapons. Earlier this year, Pyongyang halted operations at its main nuclear plant in Yongbyon in exchange for energy aid, as it had promised in talks with China, Japan, Russia, South Korea, and the United States. Diplomats described disabling as a process that would make any restarting of nuclear activity very costly and time-consuming. They say it is a prelude to dismantling the facilities altogether, a task expected to be discussed sometime next year. Kim describes North Korean officials as very cooperative, but says he did not receive any details of the North's planned nuclear declaration. The second phase of the Six-Nation Agreement offers impoverished North Korea even more energy assistance if it declares all of its nuclear facilities and then substantially disables them. China is expected to convene another round of six-nation talks in Beijing soon to review the North's declaration. North Korea has much to gain from ending its nuclear programs, including normalized relations with the U.S. A State Department spokesman confirmed Washington has begun the lengthy process of removing North Korea from the list of states defined as sponsoring terrorism, a possible prelude to better relations with Pyongyang. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.